Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. When economists lay out their forecasts for all to see, they usually add a caveat such as, quote, barring any unforeseen circumstances. The COVID-19 global pandemic has certainly turned out to be one of those circumstances that has derailed all forecasts made prior to this virus rearing its ugly head. Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He is also a Distinguished Adjunct Fellow at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. And he joins us now by phone. Bruce, welcome back to the program.
Mike, it's wonderful being with you again.
First of all, hope all is well in your corner of the world.
Yes, thanks for asking. Dot and I are doing well, as are members of our family, so we have a lot to be thankful for, Mike.
The economy, on the other hand, not a lot to be thankful for. We had the Department of Commerce give its first estimate for first quarter GDP, and it came in at almost 5% negative, the first negative in a long time. So does this mean that we are in a recession now? We're headed into one?
Mike, I don't think there's any doubt but that when people look back at this quarter or this year, they will easily identify this as a recession year, which means negative growth in GDP. I think that's what we will see for the overall year. There is a committee of economists who actually have the responsibility of defining when we have a recession with the National Bureau of Economic Research. One of the key criterion is two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth, and we just got the first one. Of course, the really tough part of the first quarter of this year occurred in the last few weeks, and so we can be certain that this second quarter is really going to look dark.
Is this drilling down the same way into our state, South Carolina?
It is certainly unavoidable for any state. Hey, this is global. One of the wonderful characteristics of the state is its connection to the global economy, one of the most international economies of the 50 states, and that world has slowed down out there. And so South Carolina can't avoid the negative effects. But on a positive note, South Carolina was one of the strongest economies in the nation. In a sense, that makes it easier for the state economy to deal with those forces, but nonetheless, they're negative, they're international, and they hurt.
And we've been hearing a lot about flattening the curve with regards to this pandemic, but the economy also has its own set of curves, and there's been a discussion about a U-shaped recovery, a V-shaped recovery, which would be sharp, or maybe even a W-shaped recovery, which is what I believe Fed Chairman Powell recently said that he is expecting.
Yes, yes. When we talk about what will the shape of this recession and recovery look like, in a sense, we're drawing on memories of past recessions and recoveries, which were economic in nature, as opposed to this one, which is biological in nature. And whether it's W-shaped or X, let's throw another one in, its shape could well be determined by what another phase of the virus might do. To some extent, when we're betting on that recovery, we're betting that the virus will be controlled and people will be comfortable going back and enjoying the full force of the economy again.
Now, do you suppose that when we come out of this, that we are going to have a new baseline for things like personal consumption?
I agree with the notion that there are fundamental changes in behavior that are occurring. The next few years, there will be a lot of caution. And in a way, we got a hint of it just in the last few days, Michael, when our economy opened up a bit. The number one thing that South Carolinians chose to do, going to movies, going to bowling alleys, and then travel. Over in Georgia, the number one activity was travel and then apparel.
Well, Bruce, as always, thank you so much for your time today.
Good speaking with you.
Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He is also a distinguished adjunct fellow at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. We will have links for you for all of that posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.